Police in Indonesia say they have detained a key suspect whom they believe might unlock the plot behind last week's bombing of the Australian embassy in Jakarta, which killed at least 9 people. Police believe they're getting closer to the country's 2 most wanted men, the planners of the attack. The Indonesian police say the detainee is a member of the Al-Qaeda-linked regional terror group Jamaah Islamiyah, the militant organization alleged to be responsible for last week's deadly car bomb. Police believe one of the country's most wanted men, Jamaah Islamiyah's master bombmaker Azahari Hussein, built the embassy bomb and the bomb used 2 years ago to kill 202 people on the Indonesian island of Bali. General Dai Bakhtiar is Indonesia's chief of police.
Dan ternyata orang yang sudah di tangan kita ini, katakanlah sudah ditangkap ini, dia juga mengakui...
He says that they have captured an individual who was with Hussein shortly before the embassy bombing and helped him to move the explosives. The general describes the suspect as a would-be suicide bomber. Indonesia is considering stronger anti-terror legislation and has already offered a reward of more than $100,000 for information leading to the arrest of bombmaker Hussein and JI's alleged treasurer, Nurdin Mohammed Top, and about $50,000 for other suspects. Indonesia has a strong record of capturing those behind terror attacks like the embassy and Bali bombings, but intelligence analysts are warning that until militant leaders such as Hussein and Top are captured, the threat of more bombs remains. Tim Johnston for VOA News, Jakarta.